On January 19, 2025, we'll be here to present various interesting information, updates, programs, and of course music that you can enjoy at voinews.id and RRE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And to begin our program, let's stay tuned for Newsline. Here is Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has asked the Red and White Cabinet to prioritize strengthening the local supply chain for raw ingredients used in the Free Nutritious Meals program, with a specific focus on eggs. This was conveyed by Minister of National Development Planning, Rahmat Pambudi, during a recent press conference at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. He also highlighted the President's suggestion on the establishment of additional chicken farms in areas where the program is being implemented to secure the supply of eggs if necessary. Still about Free Nutritious Meals Program, head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, has recommended an additional budget of around $6 billion for the Free Meals Program to achieve the target of reaching 82.9 million beneficiaries this year. He proposed the budget increase during a limited meeting on the program recently, which was led by Indonesian President Prabowo in Jakarta. He said during the meeting, the President called for the acceleration of free meals provision based on several reports from the public about children not getting the meals even after 10 days of the program's implementation. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure we're going to have a really good time.
6, 7, 8, and a 1.
Hey.
Hi.
So I have new choreo.
New choreo.
Yes.
Okay.
So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, I love that.
Tonight I can take the heat, baby. Best belief, that's the moment I shine. 'Cause every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby. No chance. I could dance. Watch me.
Sheila, that was great. Are you ready to do another one?
I'm ready. You guys want to do it again? One more time?
Where's the giant disco ball?
We need that. We need to find it to do the next one. Let's go.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. at RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
It's time for quotes of the day, taken from Indonesia's first Vice President, Muhammad Hatta, who once said, "I'm willing to go to prison as long as I'm with books, because with books, I am free." This quote reflects his love of reading books, a beneficial activity that can brighten our mind and broaden our world. Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia, today from Voice of Indonesia. And we just also enjoyed two lively, energetic songs by Dua Lipa and Indonesian music group Run, Hari Baru, or New Day. New Day, new month, new year in 2025. And I hope new spirit to live the day. Despite the cloudy weather here in Jakarta, but it's kind of unpredictable actually, because in some part it's cloudy, then it turns out to be shiny. What about in the other parts of the world? Let's take a look at the world weather forecast taken from accuweather.com. We have a sunny day in Beijing and Hong Kong. Now, what about in Tokyo? It's partly cloudy with temperatures reaching 11 degrees Celsius. From Asia, we go to Europe, where cloud will be covering Madrid, London, and Paris with minus 1 degree Celsius. Let's go to the American continent with the city of Los Angeles, with the temperature reaching 10 degrees Celsius, 5 degrees in New York City. What about African continent? Cape Town will be sunny with temperature reaching 15 degrees Celsius. And also we have Cairo that will reach 12 degrees Celsius. That's it for today's weather forecast, January 19, 2025. We'll be back shortly with more information, so stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Who knows how that At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is news from Indonesia. PT Transnusa Aviation Mandiri or Transnusa, the new player with new rules, kickstarts 2025 by introducing a new international route from Indonesia's renowned tourism destination, Bali to Perth, Australia. Transnusa started selling the flight tickets, which are priced from 1.8 million rupiah onwards. The Transnusa flight tickets can be purchased or any secure online travel agent or of course on the website. Transnusa Group Chief Executive Officer Datuk Bernard Francis said Transnusa has introduced this new international route in order to provide passengers with additional travel choices. The flight tickets sells in US dollars 163 onwards. That's news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia.
Become one with nature. the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia. Many people may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with umbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda. Yang
there are
pertama,
parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. This one rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is a main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is filled with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials at all Musalaki in Bolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Bolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat tumja berhala oleh seluruh para Musalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Musalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua is Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Bolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, This information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you.
Here is Newsline. All facilities at Kanjuruhan Stadium in Malang, East Java have been renovated to meet the standards set by the International Football Federation or FIFA. According to Indonesian Minister of Public Works, Dodi Hanggodo. Speaking in a district on Saturday, he highlighted that both FIFA and Indonesian Football Association inspected the stadium during its renovation. Airim Saputri Harahap, head of the East Java Regional Settlement Infrastructure Center, said the stadium renovation focused on enhancing the safety and security of spectators in accordance with FIFA regulations. Still from sports world, Indonesian surfer Bronson Maidi won the World Surf League 2024 World Junior Championships held in San Juan, La Union, the Philippines on Saturday. In the final, streamed live on YouTube by the WSL, the 20-year-old scored a total of 18.80 points, defeating Australian surfer Winter Vincent, who earned 17.84 points. With his victory in the Junior Championships, Maidi has secured a spot in the Challenger Series, featuring 100 of the best athletes.